section on R21 and 24 on the Senate side. Well, the question is, these Minnesota GI Bill changes, does anybody know if those were done in the Ag Bill, Ag Policy Bill? Ms. Grimes, do you know?
Madam Chair, Tricia Grimes from the Office of Higher Education. The Ag and Vets Policy Conference Committee adopted the House language on that earlier this morning, about an hour ago.
And it's identical to the Senate language?
It's the language that is very, very similar. It has the 1.2 times the cost of attendance, state grant cost of attendance, and the $3,000 limit on benefits for the year.
Okay. So we don't have to,
so we don't have to do it.
And then on the last thing on page 31, we could just adopt and get it to the advisor. This is on the Senate side, on R31. This was study language that was written by the Office of Higher Education that would be incorporated into their state grant study that they're in the process of doing. Is that correct, Ms. Grimes?
Yeah.
Madam Chair, I'll move the Senate language on R31.
Representative Rukavina moves the Senate language on R31. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Okay, we're going to adjourn.
Madam Chair,
I have two things,
if I could. On page R9, on R9, I see a difference in subdivision 9 from the House version. Has that been taken care of?
Madam Chair, that's what I was going to bring to your attention. It's the Achieve Scholarship.
I'm really sorry.
We want to keep that program going, right?
Yes. Which language should we take then?
Madam Chair, we really need a combination of the House and Senate language.
Okay, why don't you do that for us?
And so just quickly, it would be the House language except for subdivisions 3 and 9, in which case we take the Senate language.
Understanding that suggestion, Madam Chair, I'll move that.
Okay, does everyone understand that? Mostly the staff?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails.
And Madam Chair, I had one other.
And Ms. Representative Farland?
Representative Abler asked me to bring forward this amendment about immunizations. I think that people talk to representatives about and senators about this, I believe.
Madam Chair, Representative Abler was under the impression that there was approval on this, but maybe since we can discuss this when we do the this will give you a bargaining chip for the dental.
Okay.
We can take this up because we don't have to have this bill out by leadership wants it out
Monday.
Sometime Monday.
Monday the 9th.
So are we going to set another meeting?
No. When do you want to do that? Do you want to do it before the House meets in the Senate on Monday morning?
We will.
I
have to meet with you today, so we'll decide on when we have some time, and we'll get that information out to the public then.
Okay. Thank you. The conference committee is adjourned. Whoa. The conference committee is not adjourned. What's the problem?
Okay.
But
that
deletes the great point. On the Achieve, did we take out the requirement for a C average in order to...
I hope not.
Yeah, we certainly wouldn't want that rigorous program to...
we want a B average.
It was moved to a different section.
Why did you do that?
I'm not voting. You could have
No, she was no, no. She's on.
Well, it was supposed to be passed off
because she'd like my opinion.
I think you just bought Senator Sharon here to keep an eye on me, so I didn't put that smoking check.
Trying to do it over in Commerce as you want.
No, we've got
Okay, great. Conference committee is adjourned, and we'll take one from out there.
You work with Katie then on that.
Right. Okay.
I'll, I like something to do. I'm not committed.